The film's about a race car driver who's got a dog. The film takes place over the course of the dog's life from puppy until he's old, and the film is narrated by the dog as he watches his owner going through life, auto racing, having a family, the ups and downs that life does throw at us.
Not really much of a dog person.
He's more person than dog.
Denny was clearly taken with her grooming. She probably bathed every day for all I knew.
Does he always stare at people like this?
I was born to play this. I actually read the book when it came out because I was a real sucker for bestsellers, and I was like, I should have a dog. I love dogs. Why don't I have a dog? And then I got Finn. It's like an obvious move for me, like as an actor and a human.
See, I got a scar right here from my childhood dog, and I had a dog when I was in my early 20s. It was a roommate's that I pretty much raised, and great dog, but when the roommate moved out, he took the dog.
It must be amazing to have a body that can carry an entire creature inside. I just hoped it would look like me.
A man is incredible. One of the most real, raw performers I've ever stood across from. You know, she believed everything that she was experiencing as the character.
I think he's got directing in his blood, and I think that probably the next time I work with him, he'll be directing me, I'm sure.
I got this little TV show called This Is Us. We're in our fourth season. And what else? Got a handful of other things going on.
The Hollywood Walk of Fame Class of 2020 presents Milo Ventimiglia.
Yeah, they're giving me a star. I think I'll take it. Yeah, I think I'll take the star, yeah. I don't have a whole lot of spare time at the moment, but when I do get it, I usually spend time with family, friends, getting out, seeing the world, trying to do some good.
But for now, all I want is one more lap. Faster, Denny. Faster.